Let's get it.
A poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired. It was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. All right. That's it.
CNE Podcast.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon.
I don't know what she doing.
Her face
I'm
and arms
here.
Began to swell, and Whitey's on the Moon.
Vibe with me, CNE Podcast.
I can't
we
pay
live.
No
What's
doctor
up?
Bills on, baby. With Whitey's on the Moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the Moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night because Whitey's on the Moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the Moon. I wonder why he's upping me. Cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my bill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills. Air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Okay, hello.
CNE Podcast, like y'all.
This is Eric B on the ones and twos yet again. Bring me some more. Some
hard times like
yum, yum. On this good Sunday.
Like, yeah.
Come on.
Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up. But if God got us, then
turn this
we
up in
y'all
car, man. Let's get it.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to sign my faces all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been
the revolution
been down
will not
before.
Be televised.
Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. When they kill us dead in the street,
we
for don't. Sure.
We
nigga,
the
I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my
gun
might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be
like
alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga,
no,
we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be
alright. I just wanna
Uzi.
C&E.
Who you got? 21 of Uzi, yo. 21 of Uzi.
21 of Uzi, that's what we're talking about.
One.
I got
Damn.
Uzi.
This ain't what you want.
Project
this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
I just wanna
1600 block. I just wanna rock. I just wanna
Billy, where you at, man?
I just wanna rock. Body out of ya. Shorty got that body out of ya. Hit it once, no time. Side up, fuck, you gon' kill my vibe. Stand on my money, don't know my size. Pick them sides, and you better choose wisely. That's my high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's my high.
They gon' take you to outer space, don't it?
We done it.
Damn.
I'm in the 1995, so they your ass on the Stranger Things.
You
hit
your ass to a different zone. What that shit called?
The upside.
Upside down.
Whoa.
This ain't what you want.
Project, huh? Project,
this ain't what you want.
Huh?
This ain't what you want.
Let's get
I just wanna
it.
21, this is, hey, this is,
boy, stop playing like it ain't,
huh,
yeah.
Damn! We all got 21.
It's 21. Y'all didn't listen to my man's. My man said he went platinum before the Drizzy Drake stuff, G. His first album went platinum by himself.
For real. I tell down the mile with the bitch.
For real.
You can't even talk to the bitch.
Nah.
She fucking with bosses and shit.
Okay.
I pull up in Rarys and shit.
2-1.
With choppers and Harleys and shit.
2-1.
I be Gucci down.
Gucci.
You wearing Lacoste and shit.
Bitch.
Yeah. Montclair.
Yeah.
Furka and Mafia Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple homicide. Put me in a chair.
Yeah.
In jail.
Triple cross the plug. We do not play fair.
Yeah.
Oh God. Got them tennis chains on and they real blingy bling. Draco make it do the chicken head like chingy ching. Walking Neiman Marcus and I spend a life 50-50. Please proceed with caution, shooters, they be right with me. 21 bad bitch, cute face and some nice titties. 7500 on a Saint Laurent jacket.
Yeah.
Bitch, be careful when you dumping your
Mr. Saint Laurent himself is Saint Laurent design.
No,
you
hear me? Nah. The streets raise me, I'm a
whole
bastard. I bought a Rari just so I can go faster.
Sure.
Niggas trying to copy me, they plan catch up.
21.
I might pull up in a ghost. No,
21 and Uzi got 21. Some shit.
I've been smoking gas and I
but
got,
I got that juggernaut for the ass. We not gonna act like Kodak ain't said one.
K-K-K. I got.
Hold on.
Young nigga, I got old cash, spazzing on they ass.
Shout out to Club Car, man. We'll see you back in 2025, G. But this is playing right now in KR. You know what we going
like
on.
The downtown shopping on they ass. I just bought a new old jet. Yeah, it's so fast. Smoking flocker, you a jackass. All I smoke is gas. Don't you ask me where the pole at. Where your clothes at. I ain't talking about my niggas, damn it. But y'all tell me too, is it you? Damn my nigga, what the hell got into you? Project baby, y'all was skipping in the hallway. I was skipping school on my P's and Q's. On them jiggers, call me Jigaboo. Bleeding concrete, bet you niggas won't come across the street. Pardon me, I don't talk to you, so don't you talk to me. I ain't dissing on nobody, B. I'm vibing on the beat. Honestly, I'm just trying to be. Telling lies to me. I spent five on my pink ring. She love my diamond ring.
In
a way, I'm married to the thing. She sell her vows to me.
Really crazy.
I ain't
really
getting
doing
on my knees, baby.
You buy down to me. Nice.
You go down for me. You lay down and do the time for me. Sorry, boo. Yeah, I lie to you, but don't.
That shit. Fire still to this day. DJs even know you play that no flocking at any moment, it's gonna be a couple motherfuckers knees on floor, get it on. Straight up,
dude. It's crazy. That's really what it is like, though.
Straight up.
Hold on. Let's get to the formalities. Welcome back to another episode of the CNE podcast, episode 5, season 2. I just realized that last episode I said season 3.
You did.
Yep. Listen to the playback.
It's all good though.
But y'all know what it is.
We finna delete all them episodes, and it's finna be just wherever we at now. We gonna still go with season 6, and then, I mean, not season 6, episode 6.
Uh-huh.
But them last episodes are about to be gone.
The first season?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm like, the second season stinks, sir.
Yeah.
It's good work, beautiful work.
Not
but
yet.
Anywho, like we said, welcome back to another episode. We coming at you live like Channel 5. Go ahead, kick back, relax, get you some fries. It's your boy, it's your man, Shaq Diesel. And your other boy, it's your homeboy, Eric B. No Rock Kim. You feel me?
You dig, man. We are here. Talk about consistency.
Come
it's
on
two
now.
Weekends in a row. What's up?
Yeah. Now, mind you, we might be, you know, I'm a little spoiler, y'all. But I'm going to let y'all know because I ain't never hitting nothing from y'all. That'd be dude over here. We probably going to be in Dallas by the time we drop this one.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, we gone.
Yeah, we got a little, what we got going on in Dallas?
We making moves to go to Dallas, kick it with the guys, man. My boy Cello, it's his birthday.
Shout out, bro.
My crazy ass anchor Roy, it's his birthday, so we finna go.
Good bros.
Pull up on them with some tequila. They gonna try to pull out that Remy, but I got tequila for y'all ass.
Now, folks done becoming a tequila man.
Who?
Real?
You see him? He a
reposado type.
Yeah, I'm with
Respado,
that too. He be He crazy. But yeah. I'm low key actually excited, ready to go down there, eat me some different food.
Do they got the turkey leg hut over there?
No, they don't.
Okay.
That bitch only in Houston.
Oh, okay.
That's why I almost knew wish we was going to Houston, because that shit was immaculate.
Mm.
That shit, we got a lot of food spots. If everybody know, if you ever been to the turkey leg hut, if not, go. I'm not even no like foodie like that, but I kid you not, that shit was amazing. We waited in a line. We was like, damn. And the line actually ended up moving way faster than you think. It's like the line looks obnoxious, but you end up going in there. And I swear to God, at first we was blue. Service wasn't like on point like that. Boy, me and Real took a bite of that food. Mm. I kid you not, I looked over at this nigga Real. He took a bite. That nigga said, damn. I must have took one. I said, yeah, fuck.
Y'all, it's crazy.
No cap, that shit was immaculate. I had a Cajun bowl. That bitch had dirty rice, mac and cheese.
On the side?
In the bowl. It was half dirty rice, half mac and cheese.
Wow.
Covered in Alfredo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Who would think to do some shit like that? It was immaculate. They had some shrimps in that bitch. And then I got a piece of chicken on top of that bitch.
Mm. Fried, baked, what is
it? Fried. It was like a fried chicken breast.
Nice.
I just chose that. Or you can get a piece of salmon. I wish I got that salmon.
Mm. It would have hit more harder?
I think so. Cause you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was still fried though. Or you can even get some.
Was the salmon fried too? Would it have been fried?
I don't know.
You ain't grabbed. Say no more. Go ahead.
But it was fire though. And then I had two slices of catfish on the side. You know, I seen the catfish on. They gave me that. Rail had the turkey leg. Boy,
he had the turkey leg.
Yeah,
the big
John. They got that bitch in all types of flavors. We ain't gonna stay here too long.
Hell shit! You telling me? But you telling them?
Whatever. The turkey leg was fire. Tender as a joint. You don't even know, boy.
You talking about big Flintstones turkey leg?
Yes, one of them joints. So you can get that bitch covered in Alfredo sauce, covered in mac and cheese. I'm over here promoting for these motherfuckers. That shit was like
support that. Black businesses. Shut up.
No cap.
You I heard they got hookahs and stuff in there. Is that true? Like yeah. It's almost like a like club vibe.
They got hookahs everywhere. Anywhere you go down there, they gonna ask you, you want hookah?
No.
I promise you, even when we go down there in Dallas, I guarantee it's the same thing. The average restaurant, you want a hookah?
Mm.
They just got them joints down there. And they don't know what a hookah is supposed to be for.
I tried it once. It's not for me. It's weird.
Overall, that is some girl shit.
Nah, yeah. How you out there asking 21 to do something for you, won't they?
Yeah, what am I doing this for?
Really though. So yeah, man, we probably gonna be in Dallas by the time y'all hear this. But nonetheless, we consistent kings, or the most inconsistent kings that you can think of. So we gonna give it to you live, like Channel 5. Sit back, relax. You know the rest.
Yeah.
So on to the first. Or what's next?
I guess since we started with that music, we can dive into this debate of this whatever year that was, freshman class.
2016.
Yeah.
The XSL freshman.
So,
you know what? Before you even go deep into that, okay. I will say every year since that year has been trash. But I now see why they make those freshman year class lists. Because of this. Look at what they turned out to be. I didn't think 21, Uzi, Yachty, Kodak would still be here after 2016 like that. I really thought those were some one-hit wonders.
I 100% think you might be tripping about every year after that being trash.
Well, who was after that?
I don't know. I exactly. have to look.
But I know consistently every year whenever the XSL freshman list came out, it was a unanimous, who are these niggas?
Yeah.
You feel me?
I just think if you do look at someone, you'd be like, damn, Shorty is still around though.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Right. And was XXXTentacion on there too?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna say okay. Something. I don't think he wasn't with them. No,
he wasn't. Because I remember him being in a cipher, and I don't know if it was an XXL freshman cipher or like a BET special cipher. Not sure. Excuse me for not being a huge fan of his either. But yeah, I know he'd had a cipher with them. I think somebody correct me if
XXX
I'm wrong.
XXX did.
Yeah, remember that one cipher he had that went viral? The nigga like cut the beat, put a hood on, got down on one knee, and got the same.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you're funny.
Oh,
yeah, that was crazy.
Look though, before we get into this debate, and I'm not gonna bring dude weird ass into this. Anderson .Paak blind ass.
How's he weird?
the shit he do is just weird to me. I don't know. I don't know what he is. I don't know if he blind or not blind.
He got that non-stepped on. That's why he liked it.
He talking about blind or not blind. Shut 100%. Up.
No, that's hilarious, though. No.
But that's his
Don't
thing.
Edison Park act blind.
He be cheesing hard with the glasses
he
on.
He act blind.
Yeah, he do. Which he is, be wild.
So that's what I say with the corny. I swear to God, he think he's Stevie Wonder. He literally put them shades on. He be smiling, playing the song.
Hey, wait, now.
Low connection. Lucky he blind as hell. Get your muscle head ass on.
Hey, dude, it's crazy.
But
y'all got the same shape head. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Fuck on. But
get you some circle glasses, the Harry Potter tenant joints.
And who you look like?
Watch this.
But
but why do y'all say that like that's
listen,
crazy.
Listen, bro.
I'm sorry. We're gonna try to stay on track.
Even though I don't rock with him,
we just happy to be back.
He has smashes and he's in that class.
In the 16.
So while we sitting here, yeah, while we sitting here talking about Uzi, Kodak, and 21,
You didn't think Anderson was gonna be here.
No, I'm saying 21 came out and said he can beat anybody in the verses. Do you not know that Anderson .Paak and Bruno all over the billboard? You're tweaking.
Nah, yeah.
Blind folks to give it to you.
Fake blind folks. Really? Nah, see, he wasn't anticipating that one. So he probably on some hip hop rap type joint. But no, yeah, you got him with that one. I don't think Savage ready for that one. You can't trap hard enough for the blind hippie folks, folks.
He got some smashes. I just want him to stop acting blind. Mm. But excluding him, 21 Uzi, Kodak. I 1000% got Uzi smashing that nigga.
And that's ridiculous.
Uzi has hits.
He does, but you're not finna just stomp him out. You're not finna stomp out. Don't.
I think he's getting him. I think he's
do
getting
not go into your phone and start looking for Uzi songs.
That's what Zach gonna do. All
right, well, okay, if you're gonna do that, I need you to play.
Just roughly. I'm not gonna play none right now for real.
Savage, why you trapping so hard?
But Uzi has.
Why you got a 12?
Uzi has.
Mm-hmm. I'm finna go through the 21 Essentials right
huge.
Now.
Huge. It's Uzi is a rock star.
He has. He well, 21 did say this on a stream that he was on. This guy named Kai Sinat, he's like a popular streamer.
Okay,
he did say it depends on where I'm at with Uzi because he has a cult following. He said that verbatim. Okay, he's like, I can beat anybody, but it depends with him. It depends on where I'm at, and then he was like with Kodak, it depends on what they play, like how they sequence the song.
What you talking about,
then bro? He, now don't basically do not
L, cause just say
do
that
not,
you're not
act like
win,
you man. Haven't seen the verses and you know that. Remember Alicia Keys versus not Alicia Keys. Remember what's her name?
Brandy Monica. Who?
No. First Ashanti.
Ashanti went against
Keisha Cole. Everybody knew that Keisha Cole came out too hot too fast, cause Ashanti came out with that with the rest of her bangers. You see what I'm saying? It was a sequence thing.
I don't care about none of that.
The comparison there, the statement there, is that sequence matters. That's how verses work. It always matters with what you play after the next person.
They do. Mm-hmm. But if you like that with your hits, it shouldn't matter. I'm coming out winning round after round after round.
That's the point of verses. You don't get somebody that goes up against that somebody that's like that. You don't put Jay-Z versus...
This nigga loves to. Why stop doing that?
I'm a whole venger. Yeah.
No, it should. I don't care. No.
You don't put Beyonce versus.
You put somebody. Summer. You put somebody with a good match, but it ain't just based off of. You don't. It's not just about the person with four hits versus four hits person, and then you pay 15 songs.
See, listen.
16 songs that we don't know.
Listen.
It's also about the style. It's also about similarity. It's about two. Very similar singers. You wouldn't put Jasmine Sullivan versus Ashanti. We know Jasmine Sullivan sing way better than Ashanti.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's gonna blow her out.
But for hits, Ashanti gonna give it to her. Cause name two Jasmine Sullivan songs.
Well, you asking the wrong person, so don't do that.
The radio don't play no Jasmine Sullivan.
True.
Even though we know she's amazing. That Star Spangled Banner at the World Series was incredible.
Mm. Anyway, Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston level?
I don't want to say that. Up there, though. You could clearly see, when I listen to that, I'm like, damn, okay, I see. She can blow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she got a different type of range.
Okay. But go back, where we at? We with Uzi, right? We still with Uzi? Because I'm looking at my 21
essential. Uzi's a rock star.
He is.
Uzi's a rock star, I promise you. He's not, this, that's a different type of level. He's out in, he's out in different countries stepping on British people heads.
A bunch of blokes. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell y'all.
You finna play something?
I can.
I don't want you to.
I don't want to either.
I just want, because look, this is where I see where 21 is coming from. Listen to me. How much money you got? How many cars you got? You hear that though, right? Now you put up, no, no.
I get what you finna say.
Because you, Uzi doesn't have that weight with his songs. He doesn't have J. Cole. He doesn't have the biggest rapper at the moment. He doesn't have that. He got the Migos, yeah. Who else he got? He might have Future too. Because I know they had like a joint.
I don't care about who's on here.
But bro, that's what I'm saying. It matters. Play
songs that ain't featuring nobody.
True. And I don't care. Because 21 Savage has... Nigga, Savage, why is you trapping so hard? He got that. Look, no.
Yeah. And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon lights.
Hey, Uzi!
And I got a colorful aura, like I got neon guts. Admitted I move like amoeba. Yeah, I float in the room like I'm reefer. Yeah, alien, I'm not your kind of people. Yeah, yeah. Telepathy fan, watch how I read you.
That's really all Pharrell though. That's Pharrell in that joint. Yeah. He got Pharrell, the GOAT, GOAT.
He's about the GOAT, GOAT. But is he the biggest rapper? Is he the biggest producer? No.
Nah, you tweaking though.
I'm with 21. I'm with Savage Squad. I'm with Slaughter Gang.
I think I rock with.
It's gonna be a huge, a really good battle.
No, I get what you're saying. I was even assuming, like, let's, I was taking out features. 21 got to play the joints that he's featured on.
No, he don't. But you know, then again, not, then again, his, some of his best work is from features. And that's fine, though.
And if Uzi get into that bag, too, I think that's even, I think that's.
He doesn't have a feature bag.
I think.
You his might feature be bag is bogus. I skip Bad and Bougie Uzi when Uzi come
better
on.
Than,
he's still with 20. JT?
I think so. I don't and even know how she looked, with to nobody. Be honest. I don't know. Respectfully. Who, they all the same person to me.
Crazy. Oh, hey, who you say? JT and them the same person?
They all, any doll, any Cash doll, Red doll, Asian doll.
I forgot there's a Cash doll and an Asian doll. Those ain't the same people.
JT, The only one that's different is Jada Weta. That's the only one I know the difference when I see it. The rest of y'all are the same people.
Stupid. No, they're not.
And even
Ari?
I don't even want to look at her. Anyway, I don't even want to get mad, G. This whole, hey, ladies. That little fascination, y'all, whatever y'all got going on with these little rappers, baby mamas, I need to cut that out. I need to look up somebody else.
Just a phase. Go look at Michelle Obama. A well-rounded.
I wouldn't even say Michelle. Who the fuck wants to be Michelle?
Hey.
Respectfully.
There you
amazing
go.
Woman.
Absolutely.
One of my clients is reading her book. You know what's crazy?
What?
One of my clients is reading her book, and Michelle Obama talked about, in the first page, she talks about how she moved out of the White House. The whole time in the White House, she could never open any windows. The Secret Service wouldn't let her out of, like, a fear of a sniper, potentially.
Because them bulletproof windows.
Them bitches bulletproof as hell.
Mm.
Finally moved back to Chicago after the 8 years in the House, and she talked about how weird it felt to open the window. Said she sat down and was like, wow, my window is open. Secret Service still around the crib in Chicago.
Really? They still got
or
Secret Service?
Or maybe not Secret Service, but just the hella bodyguards.
Wow. Nice.
But that's just interesting as fuck. I heard that. I'm like, wow. Imagine that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Where are we going with that, though? Not with that, but where are we coming from with that?
The Michelle Obama shit?
Yeah, I feel like we segue out for something.
We just jumped off the topic like crazy. We shit. Still on whatever. I just threw that in there. Uzi, I got on beating 21. I'm sorry.
Bro, I'm telling you. Because Uzi can't rap. I don't care what y'all say.
This nigga likes to get into that.
Uzi, I don't care what y'all say about Uzi was rapping before he became Uzi. I don't care. Shout out to Philly niggas because they do be rapping like on the street. This is
what they do.
It's in the water that they drink. They gonna go outside and rap some to somebody.
Yeah.
But
I be rapping too.
That's not who Uzi is right now. Uzi is what you said, a rock star. More off, more really a sound guy. If it sounds good, and if it fits in that realm of his artistry, he got a hit. But Uzi can't just jump off and go into this hip hop lane, which is where he's stemming his rock star sound from, like 21 can. And that's why I fully agree when he say it depends on where I'm at, because he has a cult. If they go overseas to GB, Great Britain, if they go to 21 hometown.
Yeah, where you from, we go to your crib.
We gonna die. It's smoke over, you over there. But if he stay right off over here in the good old states, probably he can't go nowhere outside of the southeast. So that whole region of like Atlanta, all the way to like Texas, he can't move out of that.
Yeah.
You can't touch Philly. Dead man.
No.
Can't go to New York either because he got that jersey.
Oh,
that,
yeah, it's over with.
He did.
Anywhere where the nigga shake hips is over with.
Anywhere, nigga. You're
smoked.
Shake hips or got a TikTok account, you're dead. So, yeah, 21 got to really be mindful where he at. Best bet is to stay in the zone six, boy. At your crib. At granny crib.
Either one of y'all go down to Florida, y'all smoked with Kodak. It's over with.
Are we throwing him in there too?
I mean.
Nah, yeah, Kodak.
No, Kodak has hits, bro.
He do. Yeah. You don't even believe in Pete.
You ain't doing me. You mean over with. You play that, he gonna have everybody rocking in that joint.
But I would like to see that song go up against, what's the song, Savage Mode?
It's smoking all that.
No, it's not.
I even think, another thing is 21 ain't no performer.
Kodak is?
Yeah.
Kodak gonna do his little fake
Diddy Bop. He's gonna rock that bitch doing that shit. He gonna smile, gold teeth, and this, and that bitch gonna go up. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a bunch of little yaks rapping.
What he is, Haitian?
I think so.
Excuse me if I'm wrong, but shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got 21. You got Uzi, and you just don't rock with 21.
Nah, dude. I just don't think he's I don't think he's fucking with them,
bro. But the Kodak doesn't have anybody.
Who? Why are you bringing up other people?
Because that matters. No, how don't. Can you hold no, your own against the greats? We talked about this last episode. How is he holding his own against Cole and Drake? What are you doing?
You're not saying anything.
You get any other rapper artist gets smoked. Kodak gets smoked on a song with Drake. Kodak gets smoked on a song with J. Cole.
What's 21's biggest song?
I don't know.
Okay. What was the song of the year?
His song of the year?
What was the song of this year?
From 21.
From the any artist in the world.
Bad Bunny? I don't know. You trying to set me up or something?
This? What are you talking about?
I hate this nigga.
He thought Kodak was a lame.
I hate this nigga. Let me tell you something. This song
Jesus
is hot
Christ. Turn
because...
It down. We only got to play
I do want you to play. I want the beat to come out. It's only hot because it was off of this, and you know how people love drama. Come on, talk to me, Kodak. Talk to me, Yak. Come on, Yak.
Say you my nigga, I'ma be your killer. Nobody gonna play with you when I'm with you. Go against any nigga like fuck this glitter. Skeet all dirt on bitches. I put it in for you, I spin for you. Whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gonna cost a nigga out rocking with you? I got you lit in the city. I've been multitasking, rapping and being the daddy to my little children. I've been spending on business and spending and spending and spending until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, you never step or help with none of you killing. You doing a lot of capping, watch when I catch, I'ma whack you in front of the witness. Damn, I knew you were tripping. We could have been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a pussy little bitch. Damn, I knew you
tripping. And Yak. We don't care about.
He told me, what was the song of the year?
Yeah.
Give me your phone. No. Give me a phone. Because you got to be fucked up.
I just fucked your head up. No. You finna play some bullshit?
No, I'm not.
Point being, 21 don't have a song of the year.
I just want to know how many Grammys he get off this one. A lot.
Yeah.
This shit is dry from as who? Hell. In a performance, he gonna just be sitting up.
Yeah.
Nugget head as hell. Carry head as hell.
Notoriety, bro. None of them got that notoriety that my man's got. He got it for a reason. Stop playing.
How much money you got?
Straight up.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
This shit is dry as hell compared to that. I'm sorry.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rap.
Let's get it.
How many?
Nah, it's just good music.
Nah, I'm sorry. What's one more time? Because it don't compare.
And yeah,
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof.
I just got to get that off. No, I don't know. That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Because I was going to get this in my Metro Boomin in 21 Savage bag real fast. Don't even worry about it.
Some tracks off that joint. I rock with heavy. Mm-hmm. I got 10 freaking girls on the yacht. That shit a fire.
I don't know that one.
That shit fire.
Somebody.
I'm going to open with that bitch next week.
Quick little update, right? Crazy long weekend after, Halloween. Excuse me. Can't talk. After Halloween, right? Niece and nephew come down with a cold. Mm. I don't know if y'all ever had a youngin around you when they have a cold, but that's the most dangerous thing you can do is be around a kid when they are sick.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of confusing because when they have it, they'll be fine. They'll have like a runny nose. They might have a little cough. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Mind you, niece is 7, nephew 2. That 2-year-old you got to look out for. Cause he's the one he's lying to you.
Yeah.
Deep down, his body messed up, but to him, he's up running, laughing, giggling like ain't nothing wrong. He just like I got a little cold, y'all. Mm-hmm. But let you catch that cold, you're gonna be out of commission for 7 days straight.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. Cause boy, he got the whole house turned up. Mm. Mom, sister, now. All coughing, barking like a dog. I'm Jesus.
Just sick in that job.
Man, I'm in my room, solitude, quarantine. Everybody get back, get out.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, though. My immune system a little different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but my immune system a little different. So I do be kicking with my nephew because it's hard not to. He's 2 years old. He want to kick with his uncle. Come on.
Yeah.
And I let him rock. Mm-hmm. But, praise God, I ain't get hit by the... By the bug. I'm good. But yeah, man.
I just turn into a zombie on a plane tomorrow.
And I'm going to be so pissed because I will say just the other day, I did have a slight little headache. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, how y'all little cold start?
That's how it start.
They was like, you know, I had a runny nose. And
yeah.
My nose stopped up and then I had a little bit of a headache.
And this nigga arm will start turning green, scales and shit coming. Nigga going to turn into a gefilte fish.
Right on the plane.
Right on the plane.
Gefilte fish. And you going to be on there eating beef stroganoff.
100.
Why would you offer it to me if you didn't have it?
Keep going with your story, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, that's what it is, bro. I ain't going to lie. I just want to just plant that seed in y'all mind, make y'all think about that for when y'all got kids around y'all. If you work in an environment that has a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Stay away from them when they sick.
Yeah.
Because that ain't no, and it doesn't make sense to me. Because how you this small, your immune system shouldn't even be this strong.
Yeah. Kids are gross, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they'll be sick and just won't even. They don't have a clue. They just gonna give everybody the cheese touch. Quick, just touching shit. Sticky.
The scariest thing in the world is if for a kid to just pop up on you with a hand in your nose and say, "Smell this."
That's wild as hell. I slapped the shit out of my niece.
What?
You just go. Just gonna hit that.
Hey, hey, you're crazy. He taking advantage of the audio pod. But I low-key had a segue into that. I low-key do miss being a kid or just being the youngest person in the room for knowledge purposes.
Okay.
I used to I picked up on it kind of fast. Whenever I was the youngest one in the room, and it was oftentimes I was the youngest one in the room. That's why I got this old soul that y'all all claim I have. I hung out with older folks.
Yeah.
They always poured into you. With any and everything, even if you want to hear it or not, they gonna tell you, all right, don't do this, don't do that. And when you do this, do it like that, because if you don't, it's gonna end up like this.
Yeah.
I just missed that little feeling, just a little bit. It is something that popped up in my head.
Yeah. No, that's real.
Yeah.
I can say I missed that feeling too, but at the same time, I enjoy being that person now. Mm-hmm. But I do miss that feeling, because it just seemed like nonstop lessons and knowledge, and you know, it just felt good to have that space where you the innocent person, so they almost just even let you slide if you do something stupid or you just always soaking up game.
Yeah.
You know, that period of time was cool.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, of course I was listening, but I literally almost wish I could hear some of that shit
now
again.
Yeah.
Like when those moments pop back up. when I heard, like, my cousin told me about this, it clicks in my head. Mm-hmm. But if you were to sit here and just kind of say, tell me about a bunch of game they gave you, I can't.
Could never.
But it will come back.
It's contextual as hell.
Yeah.
It'll come in the context of what you're, when you, whatever you're going through, but you can't just say it off the top of your brain. But the dope thing is that we are, well, it's kind of, it's, we're in this middle point to, I, like, we are in a point where we can talk to the younger folks, the younger kids or whatever, get poured into them, but also still be poured into.
Yeah.
It's like we still, we learn something enough to teach it, but we're also in a space where we're still learning.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I kind of like that and I kind of don't, because it's like, at this age, it's like, okay, I kind of know what I'm doing. So yeah, why are you talking to me? But then probably somewhere down the line, I'll be like, all right, that's why you was talking to me.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't know too much of anything. And I'm kind of getting that a little bit now after graduating, thinking about what's next with life, blase, blase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of getting that idea of I need to be talked to and also stop talking to me.
Yeah.
But still the dope thing is that I can at any moment talk to anybody younger than me. If you at least 3 years younger than me, I can give you hella game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need is a 3-year gap.
Yeah.
And we own. Well, maybe a little bit less because, like I said, I still hang out with older folks. Like, it's just in me to do so. I don't know. But, yeah, I probably can still. Who knows? But, yeah.
At first, when you said that, at first I was going to say, don't close out some of these people. I was going to say always be teachable.
Mm-hmm.
Always be coachable. Always be, like, always remain a student. I think that's one thing that's been like helping me through life for a while now, of really embracing that mentality that I don't know everything, and I'm just here to learn and be a sponge and take up whatever I can. But at the same time, there is those moments now where I run into a person who's telling me about something that I know very much so.
Mm.
I'm listening to you. You don't even really know what you're talking about. I need to interrupt you and actually correct you and teach you something. And I be getting aggravated. Like, does this nigga not know who he talking to? But I just humbly like fall back from it.
Mm-hmm.
From like feeling that way. But yeah. And that's another thing that I was gonna go into. I actually had a topic of advice to give to a college student.
Okay.
Somebody starting college.
Starting college?
Yeah.
I got you. Ah, well, go ahead. I got you.
First thing, going off of that, just to kind of reiterate, if you're going into anybody that's going into college, we might have some listeners here from my school that might be going into this might be their second year, so this even still applies. Embrace the idea that you are a student. Like, really, really, really embrace that. That is who you are. You are here to learn. And that's kind of your identity. Even as you're maneuvering through whatever, your job, just being in your college community, you are a Saluki. You are a
Ram?
A Ram. I almost said a Tar Heel.
They are Rams too. Yeah. But don't.
But I'm sorry, but y'all both have whatever.
We are, yeah. We're both Rams, but they're Tar Heels.
Whatever you are, whether you a Bulldog, you a whatever you are, embrace that's who you are. And that's now like a current part of your identity, and it's going to kind of go with you once you graduate. And just learn, network. And every day you're trying to get smarter and expand your connections on that campus. Yeah,
absolutely. I would say, and I almost feel like my advice is limited to HBCU students because I know the environment is different at PWIs.
Mm-hmm.
But my advice to the incoming freshmen, get involved as much as you can.
Likewise.
Like any and everything, student government, yep, association. If you're an athlete, be an athlete that also is a part of some organization. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a marketing organization, a free hugs organization, it don't matter. Get involved as much as you can. Network, like he said, In my own words, I say build those relationships with people, because I've built some of the greatest relationships with people. And this is before I even joined frat. The greatest relationships with people. And they still work out for me to this day, all because we have maybe like a small talk one day in some random office, or we might have had a meeting one place or another. It don't matter. We built on that, and now I can call on whoever for whatever, and it's really almost limitless where I can get my connections from, whether it be through them or from me. But like, so yeah, build those relationships with those people that are in those offices, and build a relationship with your classmates.
Yeah.
Upperclassmen, lowerclassmen, depending on where you are in college.
Nah, everybody, get out there. I say all the time, people often say it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's actually who knows you.
Mm.
Big difference. You can go ahead.
I gotta give you that one.
Dom DeMarco.
Nigga spit.
It's actually who knows you. You can know everybody. There's a not just me, just different leaders on the on like my college campus as an example. You might know us, but we might not know you. You don't come up, meet me, shake my hand, talk to me. And there's just a bunch of levels to it. Get out there, go meet the staff, go get familiar with your the president of your school, the dean of students, whoever it is. Get out there and learn. Volunteer for whatever event, big and small. It's gonna pay off. For one, you really want to leave that campus like, damn, I did something here. That's the number one. You're gonna look back like, yeah, so you was cool. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what did you really contribute to that coolness?
Really though.
In some way, shape, or form. Rather you the one hosting the event, rather you played a good part. Everyone's needed somewhere in that school
behind
community.
The scenes,
something.
Anything. It don't
get
matter.
Get involved.
Really though.
Getting
involved is what helps you leave an everlasting impact on your campus.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you, if my profites came back to campus right now, the sophomores would know them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how deep they ran with the impact they had on campus.
Yeah.
You feel me? Wish I could speak that like that, but I can't. I mean, I ain't know about it. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew Lil Shaq.
Ah.
But no, it's all about impact, man. It's all about impact. And that kind of made me think of something. Just a quick segue.
No, go ahead.
This ain't even on the docket. Motion. I hear that word has been thrown around a lot. You ever heard of that? People like, he got motion. Well,
yeah.
That's motion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to let y'all know that motion is not what you have. Motion is not a material thing. Motion is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Relationships. What are your connections connect to?
Yeah.
How deep is your impact with anybody or any group of people? That's real motion. You got to have some, your name got to hold weight, not by what you own or what you got going on, what you got on your body, what you got to your name, nothing.
Yeah.
It's who can you call or who can talk to you or who knows you to make something happen.
Right.
What can you do to make something? That's real motion. I just wanted to get that out the way real quick, because I feel like people getting it misconstrued, which happens when something becomes a trend.
Yeah.
It's been taken away from the real purpose, the real meaning of whatever it is when it becomes a trend, because people just don't care. They just use it willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, y'all be careful. Like, you look, I'm going to say you look, y'all ain't got no motion for real. You just got a couple Yeezys and some Jordans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Get it together.
Get out here and make a difference. Get your name out. Go serve your community.
Yeah. You got something else? You just looking down.
Because
I can get in the room. Get a little sham.
I can, man. I don't know what you got.
You want to go with the ladies? We said one per podcast.
You going to come at them?
Not necessarily.
Not come at them, but.
Yeah, but like, just give something for them. We're going to have a dedication.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. Women need to stop bashing men, expecting to find a good one.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying? It's always been a trend that men ain't, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like cussing.
Are you trying to? So are you getting at the fact that like if you're constantly bashing men, you're gonna turn a good man away because he's gonna think, what are you saying?
I'm saying, yeah. So that's one scenario, but you also will just end up not seeing that good man. Period.
On some power of the tongue type shit, or what?
On some, you only focusing on the negative type. This is probably a good dude. But you only focus on whatever it is that's negative. It could be small, you're making it big. It could be big, you're making it even bigger. But either way, you're not seeing the all-around goodness of this person.
Okay.
And all is because you probably seen it something on Twitter, or you might have had some slight experience, and then that experience was amplified because you've met a whole cult of women that be feel like, oh yeah, this dude did that to me, so now he can't, and now you looking at this nice guy, and he's just... You don't even see the niceness of it.
Yeah.
It don't even make sense to me, honestly. Mm-hmm. How do you expect to hear... Just think about how do you expect to be looked at as all your negative traits and then go out and be a good person?
Say that one more time.
Because now I feel like I'm not making sense.
I don't know. I just kind of, you know... Process it one more time.
Okay. How would you feel if someone just completely amplified all your negative traits but expected you to be a good person? It's a contradiction.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. That's just me though. So that's my one thing.
Amplifies all your negative traits, but expects you to be a good person. So you saying that you might now feel the weight of your negative traits, mm-hmm. and it's hard for you to look past them, move past them. You're thinking about the negativity so much that you
not necessarily you
believe that you're not a good person.
No, not like that. More so that the fact that the good traits about you aren't being acknowledged, so therefore you can't act on them as strong as the other ones. The negative traits, the negative qualities or whatever.
Okay.
See, I hate when you don't know where I'm going with this. You don't be picking up what I'm putting down.
I'm getting you. I just don't know if I completely
agree.
Give a fuck. Not give a fuck about this topic. I'm saying as a person, somebody's highlighting all this negative stuff about me.
I just feel like it's bad for the girls, for the ladies. To have some type of negative connotation towards men, like overall, and then deep down inside, still want to have this quote unquote good guy.
Okay.
I don't think it'll work like that. You got to let go some of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. You have to let go that negative stuff. You can't just hold it over every guy's head.
Yeah.
Everyone that Jimmy is like,
yeah.
And it just ain't going to work in your favor ever. You're going to end up being whatever, you know, single, not married again. Who knows, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It just won't work out.
It is 100% a trend to hate men. It's a trend. I stand on that. Mm. It's just the catchiest. It's the popular thing to do right now. To just look at, I've even heard it in just all sorts of different ways. I do think women are kind of carrying that. So I guess I'm getting what you're saying more. For someone who is, you want a good man, but you very much focused on men not being shit. So
exactly.
So you see this one small thing and you're like, damn, he ain't shit. Nah, that's just one flaw that can probably be worked on.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that I can say that goes for, I think I do that myself with women.
You bash women?
Not bash. But I've run into some not so good women, so I do think I have very high standards, I guess you could say, of what I want, and then I might be dismissing women who are not that bad, but they just appear to be when I see certain things. So I don't know. I could just say, I think I do that same thing. You looking at me like you want to say something.
What the I fuck do, but I don't.
You can say whatever you want to say. It's your podcast.
I understand that. Thank you, sir. But I'm cool on it.
Cool.
So what you got? That was my one to the ladies. I don't think we should do a back-to-back to the ladies.
No, nah, I'm not going there no more. Yeah.
No more? All right, bet. We doing one per podcast or one per person per podcast?
One per person.
Okay, but you just, all right, bet.
I'm going to go into this other one. I'm almost getting tired of talking to y'all. This is my thing. And I'm going to bring this up again too. And this is going to sound like a crazy, it might sound like a contradiction or something. Contradiction. But I get very upset sometimes. I don't like when people say we are all entitled to our own opinion. And I know that sounds crazy. Like, how come we aren't? Of course we are. Of course you are. But for the purpose of growth, I think it's very important to not be that person who just says, oh, well, that's just my opinion all the time. In the heat of in the middle of a discussion, or when you say something and somebody tells you the truth, somebody proves you wrong, educates you a little bit. Too many times I see an example of that in any type of discussion, and the person will just back down and either say, "Well, that's just my opinion," or try to make another point. Take that L and just kind of be like, oh, damn, I just learned something that I didn't know. That shit is stupid. You're like hindering yourself from growth. I feel like now in society, everybody is just like, oh, well, that's just my opinion. I see this and that. Okay, what's your opinion based off? If you get proven wrong, if somebody hits you, just be, this is what I even say, like, always be willing to be teachable. Don't just walk away from something and say, well, that's just my opinion. You a dickhead. And that's my opinion. But that's also kind of a fact. It's straight up. I made another random example. Look, if I tell you that I think a tomato tastes sour, and you say, nah, they're actually more tart than sour.
I wish y'all would have seen his face.
Listen, I tell you a tomato tastes sour. You say, nah, they actually taste more tart than sour. And then give me 10 examples and variations of sour foods. Or I give you 10 examples of sour foods. Mm-hmm. And then I give you 10 more examples of foods that also taste tart. Mm-hmm. That are more tomato-ish, like, okay, kind of clearly. You bite this shit. You take that's more closer to that than sour. Okay. And then you walk away and say, well, I just think that shit tastes sour. You're a dickhead.
Nah, that's childish.
But people, and that's like a more like direct sort of, you know what I'm saying, situation. But it be shit like that. Mm. And the motherfucker will walk away, oh, that's my opinion. Now you a loser.
A sore loser at that.
But people do that with so much stuff. I can't stand it. It's not your opinion. I only talk about things that I know that I'm talking about. And then about whatever I do voice on, I'm always like, I still have the mindset like I could be wrong in this. And I'm like, okay, bet. Prove me wrong. And now I know some shit. People, pay attention to that, bro. Well, in my opinion, we don't care. You're wrong. Feel like, don't care what you feel like. That's another one that I can't stand. When somebody quick to say, well, I just feel like. Mm. Well, I don't care what you feel like. Mm,
mm, mm. When I hear I just feel like, I know some nonsense is going to come out.
Something stupid. Something crazy. And that's another current. That's another one. Along with, in my opinion, I just feel like when men. Oh, you a man? Oh, okay. Stop fucking talking to me. Or vice versa. Straight up. Going somewhere. Y'all, I gotta chill with that. In my opinions, I just feel like be teachable. Mm. And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand when I see that so much.
I hate you making it seem like, too. That's a big one for me.
You making it seem like?
You making it seem like.
Oh, so you saying I'm type of shit?
It's man.
Yeah.
It's like, no, what I said is what I meant. There is no make it seem. It's only what it is.
Yeah.
And I said what I said, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the delivery, depending on who you're talking to, can play a role with the you making it seem like.
Yeah. I'm coming down from it, though, because it used to really get me. I'm a triggering phrase, I'm telling you. Yeah. I used to hate that.
That's it. That's just one of those things I tell people, I'm quick to let you know. That says, when you hit me with that, I'm going to let you know, that says more about you.
Man. Where you be at? I be needing you. I be needing you home in my back pocket. No, Shaq, actually, she wrong.
Yeah. That sounds like you feel this way based off of what? You might be able to give a good example. Like, okay, because when you said this earlier, that implied such and such, which did kind of make it seem like.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, y'all just feel that way. You make it seem like I'm just a bad person. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Mm.
You feel that way based off of whatever.
You picked up on certain words that made you think that. That's not what I said.
How you feel about, I feel like that's connected to, like, why you always doing stupid stuff? Hey, don't call me stupid.
Who says that? The same person said that?
No, like, I'm saying that's connected. That's like kind of in the same realm.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I didn't.
Or do you think, okay.
That's not, because I didn't call you stupid. I said you did something stupid. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
One of them is more like, you probably could switch the verbiage up a little bit, but one is more like you made a mistake. And one of them is, I'm directly calling you stupid.
Yeah. You're always doing stupid shit. Oh, so now I'm a piece of stupid shit.
No, that's idiot.
But yeah, it's also now I'm stupid. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
I think it depends on how often you hit a person with something like that,
though. What's more important then? Delivery or intent? Your intentions with your words or delivery of the words?
What is more important, delivery or intent?
Yeah. Because that's what this all delivery. Is. Delivery? Delivery is more important than intent.
Yeah.
I like intent more, but go ahead.
Delivery is more important than intention because that's just the key part of communication. I wish I still had the notes to when I took a communication / speech class, and there's this whole thing of how a conversation works.
Yeah, there's a message.
Decode, whatever the fuck. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, from what I remember hearing,
yeah,
when I took a slight speech class,
yeah,
there's the message, the person delivering the message, and the person receiving the message. So, like with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that the sky is blue. I'm the message. I'm the person sending the message. You're the person receiving it. The message is the sky is blue. If you, as a person who's sending the message, cannot send it correctly, it will not be received.
Okay. The definition I kind of got is that, but a little more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that right there, I think that speaks to why communication is important. Because if you deliver this bitch, let me stop talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you deliver this message poorly,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just say whatever. Then forget what your intentions was. If you just try to, if your intentions was to motivate me, and you say, "Yo, Eric, you being a lazy piece of shit." Depending on where I'm at in life, you just put me down. So, mm-hmm. Yo, whatever you thought you was finna do, no, very poor job. So, and again, that just kind of knows with that goes with reading the room and kind of knowing the person.
That's what I was gonna say. That's where intent comes in, because if you know the person that you're talking to or that's talking to you, you would still, the message would still be delivered, regardless of how they put it. You'll still be able to decode whatever they said, take what needs to be taken out of it, and receive that message. That's why I'm more intent over delivery, because if my intentions are not preceding my delivery, that means that whatever perception you have of me it's somewhere, it's off. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure who's to blame there. Could be me, could be you. I don't know. Yeah. But that's what it says to me. Whoa, my bad. I'm stopping stuff.
Good.
But that's what it says to me. That you have the incorrect perception of who I am. And therefore you can't decipher my delivery. Even if it is good or not, you can't decipher my delivery because you don't see the real intent that I have for you. Like, you don't know that what the heck am I trying to say? Your is my best in, what's the saying?
I have your best interest in mind.
Buy out. I have your best interest in mind. Thank you. I don't know why I can't talk.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get you. But still just know when to be gentle, when to be rough.
Okay.
No.
I do struggle with delivery a little bit, but I have gotten way better at it.
Yeah.
Especially since the past. But I still like, every now and then I'll be like, dang, that does sound bad.
You could argue that when you're at a certain point with a person, and I've proven, you know where I stand with you, that's when it's like, you would know that the way I communicated this, I didn't mean it the way that you took it. And I've proven that through my actions. I've been right here. You know me. We eat together. You know what I'm saying? That was like, you should
move it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's when you can kind of get that off where it's like, you know that I would never have bad intentions towards you.
No ill will at whatsoever.
Yeah. But even that's just a part in terms of relationships or whatever, any friendship, whatever, that's just where that needed reassurance comes in. Because I think that's a big one. I think people can sometimes forget if you don't constantly give them that reassurance that you are on their side. But I like that though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who started that? You or me?
You did. Communicate effectively, y'all. Have patience. I don't have patience these days. I really don't. I'll get it back though. I'm actually a very patient person, but just recently I've lost that. But it'll come back. These days I'll just be like, fuck people.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'll get it back.
Cause this dude crazy.
No, I'll
cuss you out. Get impatient with me.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, it'd be some furniture moving around here. Oh. Wow. Why the old heads be saying, man, I be wondering where they be getting their stuff from. Like, what does this mean? Where did this come from? What context? Who told you this? We finna move some furniture up in here, and that signals we finna fight.
Yeah.
What's up with y'all?
One niggas is crazy.
I rock with them, though.
Look, people's advice is based on their fears.
Uh-oh.
People's advice is based on their fears, their experiences, their prejudices, and at the end of the day, their advice is just that. It's theirs.
God, hold on. Is that from that Will Smith book?
That is a quote from Will.
I knew it.
Smith, forgot folks middle name, but yep.
Willard?
Yeah, his nigga name is Willard.
Oh, really? It ain't Willow?
Nah.
Tweaking, that's the girl I'm tweaking. Yeah, excuse me. Yes, Willard.
Oh.
Smith.
But yeah. People's advice is based on their fears, their experiences, their prejudices, and at the end of the day, their advice is just that, is theirs. I got that from the Will Smith book. I made a note of that. I'm gonna low key start dropping y'all a couple notes.
You know what?
Now we said we was gonna get that off. Yeah,
we talked about this already.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know my memory is bad.
I know,
but I didn't get to read some more of The Way of the Superior Man.
Okay.
And I low key felt bad because I was like, I'm not gonna be able to tell them what I learned.
It's all good. Let's make sure. All right, so me and Shaq on this plane tomorrow. Let's make sure we both read some shit on this plane.
And you know what's crazy? I am the king of bringing a book to read on a plane and never reading it. I literally do it all the time. I damn near, at this point, I'm like LeBron with a book. I just got it for the aesthetic.
I feel it.
But tomorrow, hopefully I can really
get
into. Shut up.
No, sometimes you, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hopefully I can get into the book. Now, what do you have to say? Do you want to go?
We skipped the whole quote.
We skipped the quote?
We didn't address the quote.
Go back to it.
I'm trying to. Right. You sitting here talking about I'm the king of getting on planes. And like, we don't care about none of that. Y'all let Shaq know when he rambling.
Boy, you
people
sound
advice
like
is based on their fears, their experiences,
fancy pants,
their prejudices, and at the end of the day, their advice is just that. It's there. Speak to that check. Or you piss me off.
My uncle told me I couldn't sell a million records.
I sold records like a million times.
Now stop playing with me. That's exactly what Jay-Z said a long time ago. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Will Smith because that is powerful right there. That's profound words.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what it sounds like to me. It's okay to take any piece of advice with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
It's okay to do it. At the end of the day, a mentor once told me, I'm going to tell you this, but at the end of the day, you're going to do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't a mentor. That was my mom. My mom said it to me all the time.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but yeah, don't take too much heed into someone's words. Not too much, unless you trust them. Unless you trust them with their sense of direction, go ahead, by all means, follow their every word, every instruction. But other than that, don't be afraid to go a little bit outside of the advice, because their advice, their vision, their foresight that they have for you is limited by their fears. What else he said? Fears, prejudices.
Experiences.
And experiences.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's solid. It's a bit of a two-way street, I guess you could say. I do think very much advice typically is based off of fear. You ask somebody in some way or another, what should I do this? That person gives you that advice like, damn, it's usually you should do this because that might happen, and I'm afraid of that. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Go that way just in case. Because deers go that, whatever the case it is. You don't want to run into that. I'm fearful of that happening over there. So I prefer you to go do this, is what advice is typically from. The part of where I do think it can be logical to take advice, though, is the part of the experiences. Because some of that can be legit. I did this before, and that's what happened. But also with that, the experiences part is like, it happened for you that way. It doesn't mean it will happen for me. So that's where you... What?
If you're walking in that direction, they can tell you for sure, this is how you're going to end up if you don't stop.
Depending on what it is.
Okay.
With certain things, yeah. Whatever it was. I dropped out of school too thinking that I could woo-woo. It just depends. But what if... It very much depends. I dropped out of school too to pursue music and podcasting, and my shit flopped. Well, Grandpa, I'm funnier than you.
Mm.
And I'm finna work harder than you.
And I have Twitter and Instagram.
And I have Twitter. I got a lot more on my side. You didn't have none of that.
Yeah.
And you had somebody, and you didn't have a supportive parents, and it was fucking 1950.
Mm.
Yeah. As an example,
yeah,
as to why your experience is legit, but it is a new time now. So I guess it just still kind of depends. And then prejudices. So how that person prejudges something, and usually that prejudgment is off of something that you don't really know nothing about.
Yeah, a one-sided story.
Yeah. So I just rock with that.
But I feel like prejudice comes from experience too, though.
Who?
Prejudices come from experience too, though.
Yeah, yeah. But it's I think it can be both.
More often than not, it is an often experience. It's off a prejudged notion from
something he similar.
Say, she say, or, yeah, okay, yeah.
That motherfucker looks like he, because I once was robbed by somebody who looked like that.
Mm.
But, you know.
Brother.
Whatever the case, whatever.
Mm.
So, I just like that.
I think we should have a segment, like a real solid segment. Like, that's how we end the pods type shit.
With something, what you mean?
Like
this?
A quote from a book, whatever, decipher it, break it down.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm finna go crazy with this book. Off the first four pages, it made me put the book down. Insane.
Okay.
So I'm so serious. That's why I put the book down. From the first chapter, it said, don't wait, just start doing shit.
Yeah.
I say, oh, wait a minute, David Data.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dida, I don't know how you say his name. I know his first name, David.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have a little book club. We should call it the CNE book club or the CNE library.
That'll be fire.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cooking. Anywho, want to get into the sleeps?
Yes.
Yeah, we done made it to our normal time. You got some already, or should I talk?
No, I'm about to look. You got one? If you got one, I'll play it right now.
Yeah. Well, it's called Vibe by Mick Jenkins.
Good vibe. Just vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass. We can talk about some real shit. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass. We can talk about some real shit. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Tell me, do you feel this? Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Pendleton sweaters for the letters on some cool shit. All the written's wrapped in wool, rich, it's too cold. Let them niggas sneeze if they sick. Just don't ever bless the bullshit, we too old. Paper twister, I've been organic, no breaking switches. Just breaking habits, I pray for balance, I'm tasting scriptures. Inhaling vapors and painting pictures so pristine. Right on your ceiling, the feeling is kinda sustained. For the art form and never the hand clap. When that's clear, you could call this a ran rap. Remember when you getting all this green, that it's gotta be sand traps. Derails don't only happen at Amtrak if you don't understand that. What am I, nigga? You special. Like cleft lips, how I stay on the up and up with the verbiage that I let go. This was never a game, and these was never no jokes. I'm impervious to your heckle. I miss the Hyde Park, much worse than a Dr. Jekyll. Who bad? Damn, son, you looking like Bill O'Reilly. You mad? Our Bill of Rights from the past will never make it to the future, even with a Martin Luther, 50 Shades of Karma Sutra. We're fucked, so would you smoke with me? I know this shit has been stressful, but would you cope with me? I'm knee deep in these waters. I'm asking you, would you float if you knew that I could build a boat and I told you that God spoke with me? Vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass. We can talk about some real shit. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass. We can talk about some real shit. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Tell me, do you feel this? Do you feel this?
Feel the vibe, I got some chill, Scott. I know you like to snap too. Talk a couple black thoughts, spit them through this gap tooth. Just for the sheer thought that you listen and let me express my gratitude. How can you hate on the attitude? Know that it's me, my nigga, he's too thorough. Been sowing seeds out in New York, niggas good in like two boroughs. I've been in a 514. French getting too clean, customs is routine. Eating hella poutine, I think I might buy one more. Connected with minds on the cusp of greatness. If you didn't know, now you know. Come and fuck with the free nigga, fuck your lateness. This whole world is too fucking heinous. I seen some shit up on the TV that had fucked my day up. This life will fucking drain us, they tryna fucking train us. Niggas busy trapping, didn't even get to see my granny before she passed, cause I was too busy rapping. That type of shit'll shift your whole perspective. Make you spit the type of shit to rip a whole collective. The pieces I've been connecting, the truth, I hope I connect with the thesis. But feel the vibe, I got some Sade, I know that we can snap too. Knowledge got some rap tapes, I know that we can rap too. I'ma roll this joint and probably lighter. You can hit it if you want, but know that you don't really have to. I'm at you, open with my intentions. I never be condescending, we'll do all the things I mentioned. Just
vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass. We can talk about some real shit. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass. We can talk about some real shit. Tell me how you feel. Tell me, do you feel this? Feel this? Tell me, do you feel this? Tell me, do you feel this? Just vibe with the nigga one time. Hit this joint, get high with the nigga one time. I won't have you on your ass.
That was Vibe by Mick Jenkins. Eric, what you got for us? What you got?
You just play Vibe by Mick Jenkins.
What song is that? What you got? I feel like that's a Timbaland. What you got for me? What you got? I don't know. I'm a music connoisseur. Of all eras and ages, minus the new ones, because I really don't be knowing.
So you say.
Yeah.
I got
Tanya.
Tanya.
The boy in the score.
I'm probably all out of my. I'm about to play
Crazy.
Something from my one of my favorite artists, man. Attila, this is that
I was like, he been playing Lil Wayne. Who is he finna play?
No, that's funny.
I'll be forgetting that you like, dude.
Yeah, Attila's my boy.
That's a spirit animal.
Unlimited hits. We gonna play this. I'm ready for you.
Don't play nothing with him rapping.
Hello, y'all. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? My name is Attila Bryson.
I know you know this already. Shoot, been that bitch already. You don't wanna hear shit, not let me tell you. You're top of my list, I'm ready. You smile, but I'm that serious, I'm ready. I'm down, just tell me if you with it, I'm ready. I said it three times, but don't forget it, I'm ready. You know, you impress me, girl.
Yeah, I see you in them pictures, and you thoughts and shit, huh? Better get to know you, better tell me that's how your ex, nigga, me, really took the loss with this shit. Guess you gotta step, I show you better step outside the vehicle. The heels got them paws and shit. Dancing, loving when you start with the hips. And it tastes like cherry lip gloss on the lips. Ay, date night, girl, let's get it poppin'. Start with the hate, right? You like I'm talking and shit, huh? Hey, yo, nigga, don't we talk about shit? That's a difference, yeah, he really on broad with the shit, huh? Plus I walk, I'm talking and shit, huh? Friends so protective at all with the shit, huh? They be like, why do y'all say this shit, huh? Hey, I shot it straight just as long as you with me. When you ready for me, be like, baby, come get me.
Imagine, have a night out in Paris. Following a romance, baby, if I got it. Swear to God, you can have it. If you took a chance on me, girl, you would see that I'm in everything, man. I don't play no games when it comes to you. Don't have to leave, I will come to you. I left as soon as I saw you post up them pictures of you flossing and shit, huh? I just had to get to know you better. Tell me how your ex nigga really took a loss with the shit, huh? Guess you gotta step, I show you better. Step outside the vehicle and heels got them paws and shit. Dancing, loving when you start with the hips. Tastes like cherry lip gloss on your lips. Date night, girl, let's get it poppin'. Start with the hate, right? Like I'm talking and shit, huh? Ayo, nigga, don't be talking about shit. That's the difference, yeah, he really on broad with the shit, huh? Plus I walk, I'm talking and shit, huh? Friends so protective, they all with the shit, huh? They be like, why they all say the shit, huh? Just as long as you, when you ready for me, be like, baby, come.
That's Tilla ready for you, man. Tap into that. Yeah, man. Another episode, another consistent episode of the CNE podcast. We are here. We are in this thing. We ain't going nowhere.
Really not. If we don't drop on Sunday, y'all can come at me about it.
Yeah, it's going to be on site. He's not. You're not going to get this off.
You crazy? Watch what I do. Watch me work. I really want to be consistent. But for the next episode, should have said this earlier. Wakanda Forever comes out this weekend. Actually, it's out now at the time I was recording this.
Yeah.
So.
Go watch that.
Y'all go watch it, because by Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, the upcoming Sunday. So a week from today, we will be talking about it. A week from Sunday. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to go in.
Yeah, we got to get it going. I'm excited. I think it's going to be solid. I just don't. It's some things I don't like already, but we're at the end of the podcast, so we don't have to go into it.
I think it's going to be fucking amazing, regardless of, like, what we want, don't want. At the end of the day, they know the pressure. They can't make a bad movie.
They can't. The villain looks solid. Super solid. And that's why I judge my superhero movies. How solid is the villain?
Yeah.
So.
Tap into that, y'all.
Yeah. So, appreciate y'all if you made it this far. Shout out to you. Shout out to our new listeners. Shout out to the old listeners. Shit.
I feel like I need a sound or something
to get us out of here.
Nah, I'm just doing shit.
Eric, come on, man, take us home.
The CNE podcast, y'all. We out.
You suck. Yo, I'm Eric. You know, sometimes it's you, sometimes it's me.
Don't say my shit wrong.
You,
as always, y'all, you know what's going on the 1212. You know what I'm saying? Never better, always clever. In any sort of weather. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's you. But baby girl is gonna always be us. CNE Podcast, we out.